Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania. U.S. military launches airstrikes targeting Iran's paramilitary Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in retaliation of killing of American troops in Jordan. In Peru, five people killed and more than 20 injured after 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck Andes region. And football frenzy grips world as Argentina and Spain prepare for final battle of FIFA World Cup tonight. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania today. The visit to the three European countries is expected to provide fresh momentum to India's bilateral ties. The focus of the visit is on expanding cooperation in trade, investment, technology, innovation, education and people-to-people exchanges. Talking to Prasar Bharati, Ambassador to Moldova and Romania, Dr. Manoj Kumar Mohapatra has said that President Murmu's visit to these countries will be historic.
It is the first ever visit by any Indian president to Moldova. Similarly, when we talk about Romania, and it would be basically in the more than three decades. So given that importance, it is historic. Both the countries and the leaders with the leadership, we would be very much happy to review our existing bilateral relationship. We would be also identifying the key areas. In fact, Honorable President is accompanied by a strong business delegation. Similarly, Honorable President would be visiting the parliament in Romania as well as Moldova, which would help us strengthen the parliamentary relationship.
President of Zanzibar and Chairman of the Revolutionary Council, Dr. Hussein Ali Emuini, met Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi today. Zanzibar is the semi-autonomous region of Tanzania. It has its own constitution, president, House of Representatives and flag. During their meeting, they reviewed the full spectrum of India-Tanzania relations and explored new avenues for future collaboration. The Vice President, in a social media post, said that the meeting reaffirmed the enduring India-Tanzania partnership and the special relationship India shares with Zanzibar, rooted in centuries-old maritime, cultural and people-to-people ties. The United States military launched airstrikes on Iran today, targeting the country's paramilitary Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in what it described as retaliation for the killing of American troops in Jordan. A report.
The U.S. Central Command said it has struck Iranian military coastal surveillance and air defense facilities, maritime capabilities and missile and drone storage sites. It also said for the first time the operation specifically targeted the Guard, a key power base in Iran's theocracy that controls its ballistic missile arsenal. Iran has not provided an overall information on its material losses in the American campaign, which has now entered its eighth day. The two sides contribute to battle over control of the Strait of Hormuz. On the other hand, the IRGC has said it has intercepted and shot down the United States MQ-9 drone in Iran's Ahvaz. Iran has also warned that its armed forces will give a devastating response to the US for any act of aggression. Meanwhile, Kuwait again activated its air defenses today as its military warned of incoming Iranian drones and missiles. With Rupesh Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
U.S. President Donald Trump today supported adding Iran to a proposed Russia sanctions bill, urging Republicans to include Tehran in the legislation. In a social media post, Trump said that Republicans should add Iran to the Russian sanctions bill. His post referred to Sanctioning Russia Act, a legislation that seeks to impose sweeping sanctions on Russia and its supporters. Abu Dhabi's Zayed International Airport will increase direct flights to 22 Indian cities in August from the current number of 17, reflecting strong demand from one of its fastest-growing tourism markets. Abu Dhabi Airport's Chief Commercial Officer Carsten Nolan said this during an event marking Air India Express's launch of new services. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Peru, 5 people were killed and more than 20 others injured after an earthquake of 5.5 magnitude struck the Andes region. Local authorities said around 300 people have been displaced so far. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, the earthquake struck this morning as per Indian time, with its epicenter located 2 kilometers west-southwest of Sikaya City in Huancayo province at a depth of 10 kilometers. Peru's National Civil Defense Institute said the number of missing people is still unknown. Several buildings collapsed and of further structural damage, suffered structural damage, including the local church and convent. In Guyana, a ferry carrying 116 passengers and crew capsized near the Pomeroon River. Authorities said 67 people, including 15 children, had been rescued. Guyanese Prime Minister Mark Phillips said the MV Barima was sailing from the capital Georgetown along the North Atlantic coast to Port Kaituma. Details of the search and rescue operation are awaited. A Tanzanian-flagged tanker was hijacked by suspected Somali pirates off Yemen's coast and taken to waters off the coast of Somalia's northeastern Bari region. Security sources and local officials said the empty arsenal was seized on Friday after departing Mukalla, Yemen, and is being held off the coast of Kalula in Puntland. Football's grandest stage is set for a blockbuster finale of the FIFA World Cup as defending champions Argentina take on Spain in New Jersey tonight. The match kicks off 12:30 a.m. Indian time. We have more from our sports desk.
Argentina is one of the most successful teams in FIFA World Cup history, having won the title 3 times. Messi's team will be looking to become the first team to successfully defend the FIFA World Cup title after Brazil in 1958 and 1962. On the other hand, Spain will be aiming to lift their second FIFA World Cup trophy after 2010. They lifted their first trophy on home soil in 1978, followed by 1986 and 2022. For Argentina, Messi is the outright hero, leading by 8 goals and 4 assists, which also makes him the front runner for the Golden Boot. Lautaro Martinez with 3 goals and Enzo Fernandez with 2 have also played important role in Argentina's attacking masterclass. Mikel Oyarzabal has been Spain's top scorer at this World Cup with 5 goals, including 1 in their semi-final win over France. Rodri has dominated midfield with a tournament-high 648 completed passes, while Lamine Yamal, returning from injury, has yet to hit top form but remains a constant threat out wide. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Earlier, England secured bronze medal after defeating France 6-4 in a thrilling third-place match at Miami Stadium last night. French striker Kylian Mbappe has surpassed Lionel Messi's World Cup scoring record, taking his career tally to 22 goals and took the lead in the Golden Boot race. In men's cricket, England have set a target of 388 runs for India in the series deciding third ODI at Lord's in London. Chasing the target, Shubman Gill-led Indian side were 217 for 1 in 32.5 overs when reports last came in. Opting to bat, England scored 387 runs at the loss of 3 wickets in 50 overs. Two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu clinched her maiden Japan Open today. She became the first Indian shuttler to win the prestigious tournament title. She defeated local favourite and the three-time world champion Akane Yamaguchi in straight games 21-17, 21-17. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania. U.S. military launches airstrikes targeting Iran's paramilitary Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in retaliation of killing of American troops in Jordan. In Peru, 5 people killed and more than 20 injured after 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck Andes region. And football frenzy grips world as Argentina and Spain prepare for final battle of FIFA World Cup tonight. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.